was coming. "It's as well to keep an eye on her, you ken, her being oor hag and all." Rob Anybody's voice trailed away in the face of Jeanie's look.
"A true Kelda has to marry the big man," said Jeanie, "just like I married ye, Rob Anybody Feagle. And am I no a good wife to ye?"
"Oh, fine, fine," Rob burbled. "But,
and ye canna be married to two wives, because that would be bigamy, would it not?" said Jeanie, her voice dangerously sweet.
"Ach, it wasna that big," said Rob Anybody, desperately looking around for a way of escape. "And it was only temporary, and she's but a lass, and she was good at thinking."
"I'm good at thinking, Rob Anybody, and I am the Kelder of this clan, am I no? There can be only one, is that not so? And I am thinking that there will be no more chasing after this big wee girl. Shame on ye, anyway. She'll no want the like of Big Yan a-gawping at her all the time, I'm sure."
Rob Anybody hung his head. But, he said.
"But what?"
"A hiver's chasing the pure wee lass."
There was a long pause before Jeanie said,
"Are ye sure?"
"Aye, Kelda," said Big Yan. "Once ye hear that buzzing, ye never forget it."
Jeanie bit her lip. Then, looking a little pale, she said,
"Ye said she's got the makings of a powerful hag, Rob."
"Aye, but nae one in history has survived a hiver. Ye cannot kill it, ye cannot stop it, ye cannot—"
"But was ye no telling me how the big wee girl even fought the queen and won?" said Jeanie. "Wanged her wee a skillet, ye said. That means she's good eye. If she's a true hag, she'll find a way hersel. We all ha' to dree our weird. Whatever's out there, she's got to face it. If she canna, she's no true hag."
"Aye, but a hiver's worse than—" Rob began.
"She's off to learn haggling from the other hags," said Jeanie. "And I must learn keldering all by myself. You must hope she learns as fast as me, Rob Anybody."
Chapter 2. Two Shirts and Two Noses. Two Shirts was just a bend in the road with a name. There was nothing there but an inn for the coaches, a blacksmith's shop, and a small store with the word Souvenirs written optimistically on a scrap of cardboard in the window. And that was it. Around the place, separated by fields and scraps of woodland, were the houses of people for whom Two Shirts was, presumably, the big city. Every world is full of places like Two Shirts. They are places for people to come from, not go to. It sat and baked silently in the hot afternoon sunlight. Right in the middle of the road, an elderly spaniel, mottled brown and white, dozed in the dust. Two Shirts was bigger than the village back home, and Tiffany had never seen Souvenirs before. She went into the store and spent half a penny on a small wood carving of two shirts on a washing line, and two postcards entitled View of Two Shirts, which showed the souvenir shop and what was quite probably the same dog sleeping in the road. The little old lady behind the counter called her Young Lady, and said that Two Shirts was very popular later in the year, when people came from up to a mile around for the cabbage macerating festival. When Tiffany came out, she found Miss Tick standing next to the sleeping dog, frowning back the way they'd come.
"Is there something the matter?" said Tiffany.
"What?"
said Miss Tick, as if she'd forgotten that Tiffany existed.
"Oh, no. I thought I... Look, shall we go and have something to eat?"
It took a while to find someone in the inn, but Miss Tick wandered into the kitchens and found a woman who promised them some scones and a cup of tea. She was actually quite surprised she'd promised that, since she hadn't intended to, it strictly speaking being her afternoon free until the coach came. But Miss Tick had a way of asking questions that got the answers she wanted. Miss Tick also asked for a fresh egg, not cooked, in its shell. Witches were also good at asking questions that weren't followed by the other person saying, "Why?" They sat and ate in the sun on the bench outside the inn. Then Tiffany took out her diary. She had one in the dairy, too, but that was for cheese and butter records. This one was personal. She'd bought it off a peddler cheap because it was last year's. But, as he had said, it had the same number of days. It also had a lock, a little brass thing on a leather flap. It had its own tiny key. It was the lock that had attracted Tiffany. At a certain age, you see the point of locks. She wrote down Two Shirts and spent some time thinking before adding a bend in the road. Miss Tick kept staring at the road.
"'Is there something wrong, Miss Tick?' Tiffany asked again, looking up. "'I'm not sure.'